Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there cuts a path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the board of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Harry Chambers is here, too. Harry's a new friend. He's the president of the Atlanta-based training and consulting company, Trinity Solutions Incorporated. He works for companies large and small all over the country and probably around the world, helping them put their best foot forward by improving their management practices. He's the author of a book I'm holding in my hand, My Way or the Highway, The Micromanagement Survival Guide. Harry Chambers, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's very much a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you here, and I love your book. It's not only very informative, but I like the way you've added some humor to the book, because perhaps one of the best ways to avoid, if not eliminate, micromanagement, I would think, would be humor. What do you think?
Well, very much so. And sometimes you got to laugh. As Jimmy Buffett once said, if we couldn't laugh, we would all go insane.
That's right. Well, and I've always said that if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life. Of course, the thing is when micromanagement is happening, there are people laughing. It just might not be the micromanager. It might be other people laughing at them.
That's very true, because one of the things that is becoming very, very clear is that micromanagers tend to be inefficient managers, and their behavior frequently interferes with other people actually doing their jobs, or interferes with the process that we're trying to accomplish. So they're not getting good results.
Well, all right, let's take us back to the fundamentals of micromanagement. Take us all the way back to the headwaters of micromanagement. What causes it?
Well, micromanagement, just to give you a quick thumbnail, Jim, micromanagement, for the most part, is legitimate behaviors that are taken to excess. And they're legitimate managerial strategies that actually are used so intensely that they start to interfere with people's performance or with the efficiency of the process.
So it's good fundamentals misapplied.
Absolutely. Very, very good statement. Good fundamentals misapplied. And for the most part, micromanagement is driven by three things, and it's fear, comfort, and confusion. Let me give you an example. Micromanagers typically are afraid of something happening, and in many, many cases, what they're afraid of is that something will get dropped if they don't watch it extremely closely, or they're afraid that the outcome may not be in their favor. It might not be as good as they want it to be, and that they somehow will be made to look bad. So they feel compelled to monitor it very closely, and they manage by hovering and hounding. They become a second skin.
Well, you know, Harry, as a small business owner, I probably could have been accused, if not now. I don't think I am now, but I could have been accused of being a micromanager, and there may be, and I may lapse into that sometimes, Harry, and I admit that. But and folks, I'm not going to take you completely off the hook if you're a micromanager. We want to get better, all of us do. But Harry, what happens to a small business? I know one of your folks. He's got some great lists in here about you might be a micromanager if, and we're going to read some of those in a minute. But in one of them, I saw if you never want to leave your office because you're afraid something might happen.
Yeah.
But the thing is, for a small business owner, in the early days, that's legitimate micromanagement.
Absolutely.
Because the cash flow is tight. You know, you don't want to miss a call from the bank. I mean, it can be really tough. But my point is it's so, the only slack I'm going to give small business owners at all is it's sometimes not easy to go from being a legitimate micromanager when you have to do it for survival. And then when your business grows, you get some employees, you get some capable people transitioning, making that transition. That's the break point where we need to make that change, isn't it?
Yeah, and Jim, keep in mind, these are legitimate behaviors, legitimate activities taken to excess.
Mm-hmm.
And the point that you're making is absolutely right on the money for small businessmen and women. Because you found your business because you are good at something or you have an interest in something. And it's like a new baby. You nurture it very carefully, and you have to be there when the bank calls, and you can't let things drop. But unfortunately, the micromanagement behaviors are typically the things that keep small businesses small.
Yep. Yep.
The business can't grow if we don't change what we're doing. And I'm a small businessman myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you don't fledge your fledglings, if you don't get them out of the nest, there's no room for more fledglings. And, you know, you got to be able to do that. Folks, I want to read a couple of things from you from the book here. Harry, I want to read a couple of these things. You might be a micromanager if you don't trust your people to do the jobs you hired them to do. Now, that's an easy one, right? How about this one? You might be a micromanager if you pass notes to employees under the restroom stall door. And Harry, I think you told me that you actually, someone actually gave you that their manager actually did that to them.
Yes, that's the only reason it's in there is I was doing some research and with my client base and some others, I got some rich stuff, and that was one of them. And she said this actually happened, and I said, well, we won't go any further. But
I'm glad you left out the details. But
yeah, well, you don't want to know.
Here's one more, folks. Then I'll let Harry talk a little bit. Employees celebrate your retirement for months after you leave.
Yeah, and actually, as you may have seen in the book, Jim, one of the most precious anecdotes that I got for the book was a group of people who worked for a lady who was a micromanager. And when she retired, they all went to her party on Friday night, the official party. But on Monday, the following Monday, they had their own party. And apparently, I would have loved to have been there from what I hear about it. And they made up a song about her that was similar to Frank Sinatra's My Way.
Oh, no.
And throughout the song, they kept saying, we did it her way, and we weren't allowed to think, and so on. I mean, it was just so precious. And there's actually a copy of the song in the book.
Yeah, I'll have to find it. I didn't find that. I'll have to look for that. That's funny.
Good stuff.
Well, what are we going to do about this, Harry?
Well, there's a couple of things. As small businessmen and women, we have to confront it, and we have to realize that although it may be comfortable for us to continue to do what we've always done, it's probably uncomfortable for our people, and also it is hindering or keeping our business small.
Harry, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to have more words of wisdom for Harry from Harry Chambers about how to avoid, or maybe we need to eliminate, micromanagement. It's probably hurting our businesses. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back. Back, this is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And the operative word there is free, ladies and gentlemen. And it's easy to subscribe. And if I think you'll like it. It comes on Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget all the other things you can do on my website. It's there for you, thanks to our good sponsors and my organization. It's all there available for free for your enjoyment and your use whenever you want to. Harry Chambers is our guest. He's the author of My Way or the Highway. Harry, we need your website, please.
My website is harrychambers.com or trinitysoul.com.
All
Trinity
right.
Soul is actually my company.
Okay.
And it's Trinity, S-O-L, which stands for Trinity Solutions.
All right. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, you'll see a lot of information on the books that I've read also, or books that I've written, and also the programs that I do, the type of work that I do in consulting as well as training.
All right. And it's Barrett Kohler, publisher. Barrett Kohler published his book, which has published, that publishing company has published a lot of my Brain Trust members' books, by the way, Harry. Now, the book's available, how long has it been out, and tell us where it's available?
The book was actually officially released December 1st. It's in all the major bookstores across the country, and Barnes & Noble is doing an excellent job. Also available online with Amazon.com. That's probably where we sell the vast majority of our material. Or they can, if anyone has an interest, they can contact me at harry@harrychambers.com.
All right. Harry, let's get back into to the micromanagement thing. What are some other things that we can do to avoid, maybe before we, you know, maybe we need to spend just another minute or so on what it looks like if we are a micromanager, because, you know, you can't avoid being a micromanager. You can't stop being one if you won't admit that you are one.
That's true. And in the book, we have a micromanagement potential indicator where someone can take this and it will help you to identify any tendencies that you might have. But please understand, Jim, that to some degree, we are all micromanagers.
Yep.
Every one of us. And that's not something to be defended. It's not something that we want to argue against.
It's the right thing to do, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you using the analogy we were talking about before, the behavior that a parent has with an infant is not appropriate to have with a 5-year-old,
right,
a 15-year-old, and so on. We have to be changing that to the appropriate situation. And a couple of quick things I did want to share with your audience as far as taking a look at our own micromanagement behavior as small businessmen and women. The first one is take a look at the approvals that you require. Now, yes, you must have oversight. No question about that. You need to be monitoring what your people are doing, especially in the areas of expenditures and so on. But ask yourself, how often do my people have to come to me for an approval? Maybe in the process that we do or a decision that they're making. And how often do I ever say no? Because one of the key things is we ask them to keep coming to us on repetitive things. And the reality is they know what they're doing. Let them do it. And when we have to approve everything, we oftentimes become a bottleneck. People are sitting there waiting for something to come off of my desk. So ask yourself, how many times do I actually say no, or do I actually get involved? Usually it's a perfunctory approval. You can eliminate those and speed things up.
You know, one of the things that I like to do is to say, where are we stuck? And then try to find out where that is. And the folks, wherever the tendency is to get stuck, you know, whoever that tends to land on most often, that person might be, there may be some micromanagement going on there.
Yeah, agreed. Where are we stuck? That's an excellent question to ask. Let me give you one last point, or an additional point, rather. And that is, whenever possible, involve your people in discussions and decisions of how we are going to do things, or help them to identify the methods. As small business owners, I have a passionate belief that we must communicate W words, what we're going to do, why we're going to do it, when we're going to do it, those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever possible, give your people input into discussions and decisions of how we can bring it about. When you tell people how they have to do something, they resent that. When it's their idea, it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And people tend to support that which they help to create.
Right.
And when it's your idea, you'll work very hard to make yourself right.
One of the things, Harry, that I really try to get people to focus on is the importance of aggregating the success of others for your own benefit rather than having all the successes demanding that they all be yours.
Agreed. Making sure that people get recognition for their success, that we celebrate their success. And you know what, Jim, if you don't do that and you continue to micromanage, your business will only be as big as you.
Yep.
You can only do what you can do. And when you are able to expand that and to appropriately involve others, that's when your business grows significantly.
Well, small business owners, that's the trick is for us to go from the necessary world of micromanagement in the very beginning. Most of the time it's just us in the very beginning, to where you turn it loose. That's the hard part, to delegate, to learn how to turn it loose. And I think you can do that if you'll let Harry help you with his book, My Way or the Highway. Harry Chambers, will you come back another day?
Jim, I would be honored to come back another day.
We'll get you back again in the new year, and I hope you have a good one.
Thank you, and best wishes for Christmas and the holidays.
Yeah, Harry Chambers, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, right after these messages with Beverly and Manebo. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.